95.7 Hog, the official radio station for Bike Week. And I'm telling you something, man. It's already happening. We got a whole week plus ahead of us. This opening weekend is fired up. And the only thing that really is missing is we haven't brought you Biker Dad yet. Biker Dad in the house, courtesy of our friends at Just Call Mo. Good day, bro. It's going great right now. I know you were psyched to get to Daytona to put some Biker Dad into an already established party, right?
Yeah, I love coming to Daytona. I try to come every time for Bike Week and Biketoberfest. It's just an awesome time. Obviously, got a lot of friends over there and love to come and hang out and ride and check out everything that's going on over there.
This has been such a great kickoff with our friends at the DeWitt Law Firm and Mo DeWitt and justcallmo.com, of course, always protecting bikers. Tell everybody about how you connected with them and you're essentially an ambassador.
Yeah, Mo is a founding member of the National Academy of Motorcycle Injury Lawyers, and this is a group of guys and women who get together a couple times a year, and actually we talk about once or twice a month on Zoom calls too, and just really dedicated to ending motorcycle accidents in the first place, which is crazy since that's how they make their living. It's why I work with these guys and not some of these billboard lawyers. They actually care if we get hurt in the first place. Mo sponsors accident scene management classes all over Florida, for example. It's just an awesome thing. They get together twice a year in person and brainstorm about how to make our roads safer. They go to state capitals and fight for laws that make us safer and all that stuff. They're not just running around chasing ambulances and trying to make money off of us. They're actually trying to help us, you know, just like the great folks at Abate in Florida. And a lot of the attorneys sponsor groups like that, too.
Is it is Florida particularly high on the as far as the numbers go, as far as rallies around the country or just general motorcycle accidents? Where does Florida sit in that pecking order?
Oh, it's definitely one of the top for a couple of reasons. One is we get to ride all year round. And I live in Alabama just across the state line. We get to ride all year round. Also, there are a bunch of people who aren't from Florida in Florida all the time. They're lost. They're on their cell phones running us over and all this stuff. So it's pretty crazy. It's also one of the best places to ride a motorcycle too. So let's not forget that. I mean, it is important that we try to stay safe and that people like Mo are out there fighting for us, but it's awesome to ride in Florida too. So just keep on rolling for sure.
You know, it's a great point that you made that Mo DeWitt is, trying to end motorcycle accidents, which is one of the avenues of the way that they, make money and stay busy. But in as far as what Daytona has to offer, because you go to rallies around the country, what sets it apart for you in a positive way?
What I really love about Daytona Bike Week is it's not just Daytona. It's the entire state. There are going to be events in Pensacola. There are going to be events in South Florida. There's stuff all the way from St. Augustine to Clearwater. And I just have a blast exploring outside of Daytona, too. In fact, on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be in DeLand because DeLand has its own little bike fest. And then on Sunday, there's the Kool-Aid Built Not Bike Show and Pinup Girl Show. Yeah. And Mo DeWitt and I are sponsoring that, and we're going to be there all weekend helping those guys out and raising money for autism awareness, which is awesome, which is what we're doing 99% of the time. Sure, Bike Week's about getting together, having fun, a few beers, listening to Jasmine Kane on Main Street.
Right.
But it's also always when we get together and ride, we're out there doing things for a good cause. And I cannot tell you how much time and money that Mo spends supporting the biker community, even, here at home and across the country. So it's really cool.
That's awesome. And I know, we're obviously proud to be a part of the Mo DeWitt sort of campaign here for Bike Week to get the word out and let everybody know that, should they run into any problems, this is the place to call, justcallmo.com or 866. Call Mo. Easy to do it, right? So I will I'm going to be catching up with you on Main Street this coming week, so we'll get out there, we'll see some bike. You can teach me something, because I've watched. And by the way, tell everybody about your YouTube channel. It is wildly popular. If they haven't seen it yet, they need to go to it, right?
Yeah, all of my handles on all the social are at TV, like television Biker Dad. I actually have a TV show that airs coast to coast on normal terrestrial television stations from Seattle to Miami, New York to LA, and the National Academy of Motorcycle Injury Lawyers representatives like Mo, or why I'm able to do that. They basically, a few years ago, I quit my job, because my boss is being an a-hole. And I had this really popular blog, and I worked in television, and they were making money off my blog. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take that money for myself, and I'm going to go hit the road and start this thing. And I used 25 years of producing television news to start my own TV show. And the NAML guys like Mo DeWitt were the first ones who wrote me a check and said, yeah, we believe in what you're doing. Not only that, we believe in bikers and what they're doing, and we believe in safer roads. And, you know, because they just like they support this radio station, they support me, and it's wouldn't be able to do it without them. And it's just a huge bonus that they actually give two rips about whether we get hurt or not. So because there are attorneys out there marketing to bikers who don't really care whether you're hurt or not. All they want to do is get a settlement as quickly as possible. Right. And I know that, you know, you're not supposed to say one lawyer's services are better than others, but I'm not a lawyer. I can say whatever I want. Mo is awesome. And I know he kicks butt in court, and he kicks butt out on the streets too. Yeah. One of the things I like to say is that those guys are on billboards. Mo is on the streets. Yeah. And he's out there doing stuff for the community all the time. And that's what really matters.
I love that, man. I love it. Well, justcallmo.com. You can look it up, back up exactly what Biker Dad's saying. And you'll see us on the streets. Main Street in particular, we'll be down there. Yep. Then we have our home base at Victory Tattoo. So I'll have to get you up there on the crow's nest, get some good views of all the madness that's going to be occurring in Daytona Beach. Good madness, I should say. And then, of course, you know, the weather's going to be ripe. We'll get a little drizzle out this weekend, and we'll be good to go for a successful bike week, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you don't ride in the rain in Florida, you don't ride anyway. So that's right. You gotta suck it up, buttercup.
That's right.
Hey, a couple things too to remember on Main Street. You know, if your handlebars are high, better lower those things. Make sure you got a mirror on your bike. Don't rev your engines too loud. You know, they tried to arrest me a couple times a few years ago. I still love coming back. Don't get me wrong, but those rules are serious.
Right.
They will come after you. I did a whole episode of the TV show about that. So just be wary. I mean, just be smart and, you know, play by the rules. We like to complain that other people don't play by the rules, but we got to do it too. So yeah, just be right. Safe and fall and mind your P's and Q's.
That's right. Keep your eyes open. A lot of bikes already in town. It's only going to get more this coming week, and Biker Dad will be one of those. So we will see you on the backside of this weekend, and looking forward to catching up. We'll put some stuff up on 95.7 The Hog on Facebook and Instagram, so keep your eyes peeled there. Biker Dad, look it up on YouTube. Go watch some episodes, and looking forward to seeing you next week, bro.
All right, thank you. And until then, look twice for motorcycles.